Hare Krishna.
One should know, how should one approach the holy name of the Lord? The holy name of the Lord can never be captured, as it is by nature intrinsically spiritual and being non-different from Krishna himself. One can only bring about favorable circumstances for the holy name to be awakened in the heart. Just like a beggar cannot force a millionaire to offer him charity, but the beggar can wear such tattered clothes and have a begging bowl and put himself in a favorable situation where he can evoke the compassion of the wealthy people who may offer him charity, taking pity on him. In the same manner, there are many principles that are conducive for attracting the attention of the Lord and in that way awakening the holy name in our heart, by which one can hope to achieve the blessing and mercy of the holy name in one's heart. For example, it is very easy for anyone to look at the deity on a physical platform. On a physical plane, one cannot see anything beyond stone or wood or metal or anything like that. That's not a very great vision. But one who has a greater vision, he can understand that the selfsame Lord in the spiritual world, he manifests in the form of archa, in order to offer his mercy to us and in order to offer his offer the opportunity of serving him. So when one can serve the deity in that way, accepting the principles of devotional service, then one gains the benefit of gaining the mercy of the Lord, when one sees the deity spiritually. In the same manner, in one's heart, one should adopt all the principles that are conducive, that prepare the environment or a fertile heart in which the holy name is likely to be awakened. Like for example, the Vedic study, the performance of penances, or proper regular worship of the deity, or giving of charity and all these different things. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained, when one adopts these principles of religion given in the scriptures very carefully, the sattviki bhakti will be awakened in the heart. This bhakti is not pure bhakti, it is a bhakti tainted with goodness, but still that is not bad. It is certainly good enough to make a beginning with sattviki bhakti. Sattviki bhakti is like, if you want to go to America, you have to go to the airport, then you board the plane and then you can go to America. Nobody can say from here only I want to go to America, we can't go. Similarly, from passion and ignorance, we cannot ascend to goodness, we cannot ascend to the Vishuddha Sattva platform. So by posting oneself in the mode of goodness, from there one can elevate oneself to the platform of pure goodness, just like going to the aeroplane and then ascending to the sky. That is why one should approach the holy name in this mood, that the holy name is not our servant, the holy name is not within our grip, or the holy name is not in our beck and call or command. The holy name is supreme. It is not just the name of Krishna, but Krishna himself. With that consciousness, when one approaches the holy name, very sincerely preparing one's heart for the holy name to come and descend, then the holy name will appear. After the rasa dance was over, when Krishna disappeared from the midst of the gopis, of course the gopis searched for Krishna frantically. And the more they searched, the more Krishna did not appear. They started weeping and crying and loudly chanting his holy names and singing the Gopi Gita. And afterwards, seeing their humble heart and sincerity, and seeing that they have given up their false pride, of thinking that now Krishna is only with me, then Krishna manifested himself. And the gopis offered a beautiful cloth in the midst for Krishna to sit, and all of them sat around Krishna. and Krishna accepted to come and sit on the cloth. Similarly, we can spread the cloth of our heart and hope and pray that someday Krishna will come and sit on that. And he will manifest himself according to his will and wish, not according to our demand. So in this consciousness, when one approaches the holy name, very soon Krishna will become very pleased seeing the state of heart of the devotee and manifest himself. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Yeah.